奉主耶稣圣名，在这里跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm here to share the gospel with you.
今天下午跟大家来查考跟过耶稣的人。
This afternoon's topic is they who have followed Jesus.
那是要根据我们的查经进度，我们目前教会在读《使徒行传》。
And according to our daily Bible reading, we are currently reading the book of Acts.
希望说我们弟兄姐妹的每个人都能够照着这个进度呢。一起来查考圣经。
And hopefully every one of you can follow it with us.
今天是4月6号就读第六章。
And today we will be studying Acts chapter 6.
每一天就读一章。
And every day we read a chapter.
好好的把圣经的道理想一想，然后看一看，祷告当中思想，那个神会借着圣灵来教导我们。
And if we can ponder upon the word of God in our prayers, then God will teach us himself.
今天下午要从使徒行传第四章我们所读过的 经文呢，来看怎么样成为一个跟过耶稣的人。
And previously we already read Acts chapter 4, and from this chapter we can learn how to be the follower of Jesus.
我们现在先看使徒行传四章十三节。
Let's begin with Acts chapter 4 verse 13.
使徒行传四章十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 13.
他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
Verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus.
第十四节说，又看见那治好了的人和他们一同站着，就无话可驳。
And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it.
那这里是使徒彼得跟约翰。他们在面对公会的审问的时候，他们很勇敢地为主耶稣基督做见证。
And after Peter and John, they were addressing the Sanhedrin. They preached for the Lord boldly.
他们这两个人的表现，让这些公会的祭司长以及这些文士很懂律法，这些人他们很惊奇。
And the rulers, elders, and scribes were marveled.
他们认为，他们共同的结论就是这些人是跟过耶稣的人。
And their conclusion was.They perceive that they have been with Jesus.
我们在读使徒行传的时候，我们会看到一个事实。
And when we read Acts, the book of Acts, we realize something.
教会的发展跟福音的兴旺，它这个整个轨迹的走向呢，完全是神圣灵的带领的。
And the growth of the church is guided by the Holy Spirit.
他们事先都没有经过很详细的计划，说要怎样做怎样做。
In the beginning, they did not plan.
也就是说。我们现在在圣经里面所看出来的是，每一件事情都是圣灵引导，他们就跟着圣灵这样子在进行。
And in everything they do, they follow according to the Holy Spirit.
基本上每一件事情、每一个神迹或者是每一篇讲道呢，都是好像很自然的就这样发生了。
And every miracle and sermon just happen naturally.
那其实都是圣灵的工作。
But we know it's by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看在第二章五旬节圣灵大降的时候，当时候。这些主耶稣的门徒，他们只是很单纯的聚集在一起祷告，等候主所应许给他们的这个从天上来的能力而已。
And in the day of Pentecost, while they were waiting for the Holy Spirit, they were just merely sitting there waiting for the Holy Spirit to descend on them.
那当时候，这些使徒们他们就是祷告，然后祈求神啊，能够祈求主耶稣基督照他的应许，把能力加给他们，让他们可以知道将来他们可以做什么，要怎么样去传福音。
And they were just sitting there waiting for the Holy Spirit to come. They were waiting for Jesus to give the instruction and their miracles.
主耶稣事先已经给他们一个方向，你们要从什么地方开始，要怎么样往外传。
And Jesus gave them an instruction how to do it and where to go.
那个关键就是要领受圣灵。
The key point is to receive the Holy Spirit.
好，那他们在五旬节的时候，那个圣灵降下来，他们领受以后。
And after they received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
我们在从圣经看到那个。彼得他起来讲道的时候，他在见证主耶稣基督，他基本上其实是真的圣灵感动所讲出来的信息。
And when Peter testified for Jesus, he relied on the Holy Spirit to preach.
他事前并没有先准备一个讲章然后来讲。
He did not have an outline of a sermon with him.
但是圣灵降下来之后，他就明白了，哦，原来旧约圣经里面先知书里面所预言的这些有关于是圣灵的事情。他就体验到，他就明白了。
And when the Holy Spirit descended on him, he realized everything that happened, the prophecies in the Old Testament.
那他的这个简短的信息，让很多听的人心里就扎心了。
And everyone who heard his sermon had pricked their heart.
当然，这些人听了会扎心，基本上是神圣灵的工作。
And it was the Holy Spirit that pricked their heart.
因为第五章第三十节啊，这样说。
In chapter 5 verse 31, it says.
神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
这里看到这个悔改的心呢，是神赐给人的。
And the forgiveness, the heart of forgiveness is given by God.
所以五旬节那个时候，那三千个人他们会愿意接受洗礼的人，基本上就是。被神吸引的主耶稣所拣选的人
and the 3,000 that was baptized on the day of Pentecost were attracted by God
那所以很自然的这些人一受洗完之后就建立教会
and after they received the baptism they established a church
他们就一起过一个团契的生活
and they had a life of fellowship
他们就每一天在店里面在家里面就擘饼然后团契然后就听使徒来讲解主耶稣基督的教训。
And every day they break bread and have fellowship and listen to the word of God.
那第三章我们就看到说，哎，那个彼得他们就定时的到圣殿里面去祷告。
And in chapter 3, we can see in due time Peter and John went to pray.
你看他在要进圣殿去祷告的途中，他看到这个瘸腿的。
And on the way to the temple, they met the lame man.
他就奉主的名叫他起来行走。
And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.They ask him to rise up and walk.
他好像很自然的就行了这个一个很特殊的神迹。
And it looks very natural that they just performed the miracle.
当然，很多人听到这个信息就涌到彼得面前来了。
And everyone who heard this miracle came to Peter and John.
彼得他面对这么突然出现的这个群众，一大群的人要听，为什么他可以能够叫这个瘸腿的起来走路
？And all of a sudden, many people wanted to hear how Peter asked this person to rise up and walk.
其实彼得他也没有事先准备说，我等一下要做布道，他也没有事先准备讲章了。
And we can see that Peter did not have a sermon with him at the time.
但是圣灵的感动，当时就很自然的介绍主耶稣基督是谁。
But by the Holy Spirit, he naturally introduced Jesus.
那彼得抓住这个机会，就用心的、大力的去宣讲。是靠着主耶稣基督的名，也是因着信心，就叫这个人起来走路。
And Peter used this opportunity to tell the people that it is because of the faith and because of Jesus that he could ask this person to rise up and walk.
因为彼得他心中有一个很清楚的目标。
And Peter had a very clear goal.
他知道这一切的工作都是因着主耶稣的名所发生的。
He knew that everything happened in the name of Lord Jesus.
那为什么主的名有功效？是因为他真的对主的名有信心，而且是圣灵感动他。
And why is the name of Jesus effective? Because he has faith, and the name of the Lord is powerful.
所以他勇敢的跟众人说，这个叫这个瘸腿起来走路不是他自己。
So he boldly told the multitude that the reason why this man walked up is not because of him.
三章十二节特别说，不要以为说我们是凭自己的能力叫这个人起来走路。
And Peter said, do not think that this person could walk. It's because of my power.
所以彼得呢，再一次做了一个非常美好的见证。
And Peter made a wonderful testimony.
很多人就因为这样子来相信主耶稣基督了。
Because of this, many people believe in Lord Jesus.
那接下来他面对的就是被公会的人啊审问逼迫。
And the next thing that happened is he's been persecuted by the Sanhedrin.
因为当彼得他面对公会众这些祭司长的质疑的时候，他很勇敢的对他们说。
And when Peter faced the ruler, elders, and the scribes, he boldly told them.
圣经特别强调第四章八节，彼得被圣灵充满。
In chapter 4 verse 8,it says Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他在第十节特别强调说，他之所以这个人之所以起来走路，是因着主耶稣基督，他已经从死里复活。
And the reason why this person could rise up and walk is because Jesus died and resurrected.
那这个主耶稣基督，这个拿撒勒人耶稣，是你们把他钉十字架的。
And Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the one you crucified on the cross.
他现在已经从死里复活，因着神的大能，从死里复活，他活着。
Because of the power of God, he rise up and he's now alive.
我们奉他的名叫这个人起来走路。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we ask this person to walk, rise up.
他特别强调。耶稣基督这个名是天下人间唯一的名可以靠着得救的。
And he emphasized strongly that Jesus' name is the only one that could save people.
所以当时候彼得他在 这一番讲论当中，让这些当时候的领导人看到说，哎呀，他们这个胆量真的是跟一般人不一样了。
And through the Peter's sermon, the rulers, elders, and scribes realized that the power of the Holy Spirit is very strong, it's powerful.
更看出说他们这些人原来只是应该没有受过很严谨的律法教育的人。
And these people are uneducated and untrained.
跟这些祭司长、官府、长老、文士相比，这些人就是一些平常的渔夫，都是一般百姓，并没有什么学问的人。
And compared to the rulers, elders, and scribes, these people are ordinary person, fishermen.
但是他们竟然有这个胆量，他们竟然能够讲出这样的话。
But how could they be so bold?
他们发现说，因为他们是跟过耶稣的。
Because they realized that they have been with Jesus.
所以我们现在看从这些人他们所发现的这个事实，我们来学习想想看。到底跟过耶稣的人在传福音的事情上会显出怎么样的特色，让人可以一眼看出。
So from this fact, what manifestation can we see from the people that have been with Jesus?
不只是从他的话语，也从他的这个整个人的表现，然后看出他们跟主耶稣基督的关系。
Not from just the word, but also their behaviors, that what is their relationship with Jesus?
因为今天我们在谈说我们要传福音，要能够建立教会。
And today we talk about evangelism and also how to grow the church.
我们所讲的信息当然很重要。
And our message is important.
但其实很重要就是我们每一个人在人面前能不能够彰显出我们真的是跟过耶稣的。
But more importantly, in front of others, can we let them see that we have been with Jesus?
我们要去传讲主耶稣基督是我们的救主。
We need to preach that Jesus is our Savior.
我们不能够只是用我们的嘴巴说这样的一个信息而已。
And we cannot merely say with our mouth.
因为神的国不是只有在乎言语。
Because the kingdom of God is not only in words.
哥林多前书第四章的第十九二十节说。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20.
我们看哥林多前书四章二十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20.
因为神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power.
神的国在乎权柄，我们能够让人看到神的作为。
The kingdom of God is in power. We need to manifest this power to others.
我们去传福音，当然我们要见证主耶稣基督是救主，是真神。
And when we preach others, of course, we need to preach that Jesus is the only Savior.
很重要的是，我们要能够让人看到，因着主耶稣基督的名，能力可以显出来。
But because of the name of Jesus, the power can be manifested.
那保罗后来他在写罗马书的时候，他特别提到他传福音的他的那个用了什么方法。
And in Romans, Paul recorded how he preached the gospel.
看罗马书第十五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans 15.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
罗马书十五章十八节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 18.
除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我在言语作为，用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵能力，使外邦人顺服。
Verse 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me, in word and in deed, to make the Gentiles obedient.
我们看到保罗他特别强调。他到处去传福音，他宣讲主耶稣是基督，他已经从死里复活。
And everywhere Paul went, he preached that Jesus has died and resurrected.
那圣灵一起工作，用神迹奇事让人看出他所传讲的这个耶稣这个尊名是有功效的。
And with the Holy Spirit and the guidance of Jesus, he testified that the power of Holy Spirit and Jesus is important.
所以圣灵的能力在保罗传福音的过程里面扮演非常重要的角色。
The Holy Spirit played a major role in the preaching of Paul.
不但决定他传福音的方向，
not only determined the direction of his preaching,
也包括要决定他传福音的对象。
It determined the audience of his mission.
更是借着圣灵能力让人看到所信的这个真道是真的是神的全能。
And through the Holy Spirit, the truth revealed that it's the power of Jesus.
所以我们今天我们看到圣经里面所记载的，要有圣灵的能力，那我们所传的福音呢，才真的让人看到说，哎，这些人 他跟一般只是嘴巴讲讲的人是不一样的。
So through the power of the Holy Spirit, we let people know that it's not only merely in words.
那我们如果看刚才使徒行传第四章，当时候彼得跟约翰他们所面对的公会的审问的时候。
And let's turn back to Acts chapter 4 when Peter faced the Sanhedrin.
他们当时候面对被人家质疑，那基本上这些人在审问他的时候是非常不友善的。
And when these people are accusing Peter, they were not being very nice at all.
可是彼得他们却是非常的勇敢。
But Peter was very bold.
他特别强调说，看到他们的胆量。
These people saw the boldness of Peter and John.
因为彼得他说，天下人间没有别的名可以靠着得救，除了耶稣基督以外。
And Peter said that there's no other name in the world that can be saved other than Jesus.
他的胆量就在于他能够将所领受的这个真理大声的宣告出来。
And his boldness lies in the truth.
他不会害怕说，哎，我现在讲的，哎，别人可能听了不高兴。
And he was not afraid that after people heard it, they would not accept it.
其实彼得他早就知道他们不高兴了。
Peter knew that they could not accept it.
因为这些人就是把主耶稣基督钉十字架的人。
Because these people are the ones who crucified Jesus on the cross.
所以他面对这些反对他的人，他一点都不害怕。
And when facing these people, he was not afraid at all.
然后彼得他听了这些跟这些祭司长他们对话之后。
And after conversing with the elders and scribes and the rulers.
他的胆量也表现出在他能够分别什么是对的，什么是错的。
Peter knew what was right and what was wrong.
因为圣经在第四章的第四章的第十九节啊，十八节这样说。
In chapter 4, verse 18, it says.
这是公会的命令呢。
And this is the command of the Sanhedrin.
叫了他们来，禁止他们总不可以奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
And they called them and command them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
第十九节，彼得、约翰就说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。”
But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge."
他现在面对这个是。这些公会他们的严格的禁止，他说你不可以这样做。
And these people sternly told them to stop it.
但是彼得他就把他们的信息拿来跟神的道理对照一下。
So Peter compared their message and the truth.
他自己跟他们反问回去了。
He asked them,
听从神跟听从人哪一个是对的？
Which one is more important, to listen to you or listen to God?
你们自己想想看啊。
Think about it.
表示说，因为这些人，这些公会人，他们本身都是敬拜神的。
And these people, they worship God.
只是他们反对耶稣。
But they deny the existence of Jesus.
但是彼得他已经强调说，耶稣就是神的大能，将他从死里复活。
And Peter already emphasized that Jesus has rise up, and he's the
所以他很清楚的知道说，我应该是要顺从神，而不是听从人。你们的命令是错误的。
He knew that he needs to obey Jesus, and your words are wrong.
然后彼得他能够很勇敢的坚持真理。
And Peter boldness preached the truth.
第二十节他说，我们所看见所听见的不能不说。
But we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
你看他这个胆量就在于他能够坚持真理。他说我听见的我不能够不说出来啊。
And he insisted on the truth. He could not speak what he has believed.
那你看他的这个胆量到底是怎么来的？
Where did the boldness come from?
那彼得啊，他特别在第八节强调说他是被圣灵充满的。
And in verse 8, it emphasized that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
其实真的，我们今天如果被圣灵充满了。
Today is the same. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们在传福音的事情才会勇敢。
When we preach, we will preach in boldness.
我们就不会害怕说我去碰到一个不友善的人。
And we will not be afraid to preach to somebody who are not nice to us.
被圣灵充满之后，才能够放胆讲论神的道。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we have the boldness to preach for the Lord.
看第三十一节，四章三十一节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 31.
我们看第二十九节开始。
Start from verse 29.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一方面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因你的圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
29. Now, Lord, look on these threats and grant to your servant that with all boldness they may speak your word. Verse 30. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that sign and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
你看，在这一段里面，基本上是使徒他们的祷告。
And this is the prayer of the apostles.
他们祷告是求神给他们胆量。
They ask God to give them the heart of boldness.
那当他们祷告被圣灵充满以后
，When they are filled with the Holy Spirit,
31节就说祷告完了，聚会的地方就震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，就放胆讲论神的道了。
When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们跟过耶稣的人
，And for those of us who follow Jesus.
第一个，人家会看出来这些人是有胆量的。
And number one, they have to see our boldness.
我们今天如果真的在祷告上下功夫，让我们被圣灵充满。
And if we place emphasis on our prayer,
我们会很勇敢的去宣扬，去告诉别人我们所领受的真理。
And we will preach boldly the truth that we have received.
那有时候这个是需要训练的。
And sometimes this requires training.
我们有一些信徒啊。他们就很有这个传福音的热忱。
And some of our members have the fervency to preach.
他们逐家去敲门，去逐家布道。
They knock on each and every door to preach to the family.
那我们知道去叩门，去跟人家叩门传福音呢？你不知道等一下开门的人是什么样的人吗？
When we knock on each door, we don't know who's going to open the door.
等他开门之后，你才知道说对方是谁。
And it is after they open the door, you know who you're preaching to.
对方是抱什么态度？是要跟你关门，跟你叫你走，还是愿意跟你谈一谈
？And after that, you will realize that whether they would like to talk to you or they would just close the door.
那其实这个真的是需要神的从神来的胆量。
And of course, we need the boldness of Jesus to do this.
我们有几个姐妹，她们带有几个孩子去传福音啊。
And a few of our sisters brought their children to preach the gospel.
她们也是逐家去敲门的。
They knock on door. They went door to door.
去敲门的时候，其实这就在见证我们是跟过耶稣的人的表现了。
To have this bonus to knock door to door, manifest the power of Jesus in us.
其实我们如果注意去观察，很多基督徒他们都做这样的工作的。
And if you observe carefully, many of our members do this.
但是我们自己。真主教的信徒，我们比较少这样做。
And as the member of Jesus Church, we rarely do this.
有时候我们很保守，因为我们不好意思跟人家讲。
And we're very conservative. We're somewhat embarrassed to talk to other people.
但其实如果我们有做，我们就会习惯了。
And if we start to do it, then we will get used to it.
因为凡事总是起头难。
And it's more difficult to start something.
但是我们都知道，一回生，两回熟。第一次很陌生，第二次就比较熟悉了。
Oh, the first time you do it, you're unfamiliar with what you're doing.
第三次就很自然了。
The second time you're more used to it, the third time will be natural.
有时候我们去传福音的时候，带着小孩子一起去传啊。
And if we bring our children to preach,
连孩子都被训练出来。
Even the children can be trained.
我们有个姐妹准备要带孩子回家探亲。
And a sister, she was about to bring her kid to went home to visit.
带着孩子，然后说要去传福音。
And she wanted to bring her kids to preach the gospel.
要传福音，这个小孩子听到要传福音，那我们是不是要去敲门了
？And as soon as the child heard that they're going to go preach the gospel, the children asked,
因为
他
已经有这个经验了，已经敲过好多次了，他已经很习惯了。
And the child already has this experience to
去传福音，就是去跟人家敲敲门，然后跟他介绍我们有布道会，我们有这些信息，请你来参加。
And preaching the gospel to the children is to knock door to door and tell them to come to the evangelical service.
那所以其实这个就是祷告之后。神所给出的胆量。
And this is the bonus that Jesus gives us after we pray.
跟过耶稣的人，他的胆量会越来越多。
And those who have been with Jesus, they have more and more boldness.
他不会畏惧被人家拒绝。
And they will not be afraid to be denied.
反而会很愿意的把这个生命的道理充满我们所在的这个社区。
And they would rather share the gospel with the community.
所以我们如果看第五章第二十八节。
If we look at chapter 5 verse 28,
五章二十八节
chapter 5 verse 28,
当时候使徒他们都已经被公会严严禁止说不可以去传耶稣的名了。
And at that time, the apostles were strictly prohibited to preach the gospel.
可是后来他们被关了，那个天使把他们救出来以后
，And they were jailed in prison, and angel rescued them.
天使叫他们说，你们去站在殿里面，把生命的道讲给百姓听。
And angel told them to stand in the middle of the temple and preach the gospel.
那第二十节，他们真的这样去了，一大早就跑到圣殿里面去讲这个生命的道理了。
And in verse 20, early in the morning, they went to stand in the temple and preach.
好了，后来他们又被带回到公会去了。
And again, they were tried.
第二十八节
，in verse 28。
那我们不是严严的禁止你们不可以奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的这道理充满了耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们身上。
Verse 28. Do we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us.
从第四章到第五章，我们看到这个公会他们一而再、再而三的严严的禁止使徒不可以传。
In chapter 4 and chapter 5, Sanhedrin strictly prohibit them to preach.
但是他们真的反而更勇敢。
But they had even more boldness.
这个就是看出这么的胆量了。
And this is how you see their boldness.
那因此我们今天在做宣道的工作，我们一定要很勇敢的求神加添给我们胆量，让我们真的成为跟过主耶稣的，我们看过主耶稣在传福音的他榜样。
And when we preach today, we need to have the boldness and manifest the power that Jesus have in us.
那这一群主耶稣的门徒呢，他们除了这个胆量之外，
and other than just the boldness,
那在刚才我们所读的四章的第十三节说，看出他们原来是没有学问的小民。
In chapter 4 verse 13, they were uneducated and untrained.
跟过耶稣的人，他被人家认为说是没有学问的人。
Those who had been with Jesus was perceived as uneducated and untrained.
他们所谓没有学问的小民，是因为跟这些律法师文士比起来，他们事实上真的是没有受过教育。
And compared to the rulers, elders and scribes, these people were actually untrained.
那可是其实这些跟过耶稣人，他们是直接从主耶稣领受。
But those who have been with Jesus, they receive everything from Jesus himself.
他们跟着主耶稣三年多的时间，很扎实的看过主耶稣行神迹。
They followed Jesus for 3.5 years. They saw all the miracles and teaching of Jesus.
他们听过主耶稣讲天国的道理。
They heard Jesus preach about the heavenly kingdom.
他们也从主耶稣身上学习怎么样布道传福音。
They learned from Jesus how Jesus preached.
他们更从主耶稣领受了能力，然后出去真的去一边赶鬼。
And all the more they received the power of Jesus to cast out demons.
其实这些跟过主耶稣的门徒，他们每一个人其实样样都行，医病赶鬼传福音讲什么道理都可以的。
And those who have been with Jesus, they could cast out demons and they could preach, they can do everything.
所以其实这个所谓的没有学问的小民，是从人间的角度，从对方的角度去看他们。
And from the human perspective, they were untrained and uneducated.
但是他们并不了解这些人他们的那个属灵的程度是非常的高超的。
But these people could not see their spiritual level was actually very high.
真正有能力的不是从那些律法的训练学问来的。
The person who has true power did not come from the rulers and elders and scribes.
这些人虽然没有学问，但是他有圣灵能力在身上。
Even Peter and John did not have formal education, but they have the power of Christ.
所以我们看到，你看这些人虽然没有学问，可是他所讲出来的是生命的道理。
Even though they are uneducated, but what they said is the life.
所以我们今天如果我们是跟过耶稣的，
so today if we have been with Jesus,
我们心里面一定会充满生命之道，
and our heart would have the word of life.
因为我们是直接从圣灵从圣经里面领受的，
because we receive it directly from Jesus and the Bible.
今天很习惯了，现在很多什么事情都讲专业化了，
and a lot of things today has been
所谓
professionalized,
就是要有这个知识，要有这个训练。
And you must be professional, you must be trained.
但其实很多事情不是这些严谨的训练之后就会有什么结果。
And not everything has good result after training.
特别是在这个神国的事情上。
And especially in the words of God.
训练是需要。
And of course you need training.
但是训练不是绝对的，也不是唯一的。
But training is not absolute. It's not the only way.
因为圣灵的能力是没有限量的。
Because the power of the Holy Spirit is unlimited.
这是为什么我们会看到我们真耶稣教会早期的工人，有时候他们真的没有什么学问呢。
And in the early days of our Jesus Church workers, they were actually untrained and uneducated.
当早期那个时代，有几个人是读过大学的？
And how many of those early church workers went to college?
说实在，能够读到高中已经不得了了。
And to be honest with you, if you attended high school, that is actually very highly educated.
我们很多早期真的让我们很敬仰的一些前辈，有人他们真的是读小学，小学有的还没有毕业。
And in the early holy workers, some of them didn't even graduate from elementary school.
只是普通的一个老百姓而已。
And they were ordinary person.
但是因此圣灵的能力 加在他们身上。
But because of the Holy power of the Holy Spirit on them，
就发现他们所讲出的道理真的很感动人。
And their words could touch people。
他们对属灵的理解跟那领悟就很深入。
Their spiritual understanding is very deep。
这个叫做圣灵的能力。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit。
他们真的对生命的道理有体验的。
They know they have the experience of the words of life。
所以跟过耶稣的人，他所讲出来的是生命之道。
And those have been with Jesus, what they said is the word of life.
是神的道，不是人的道。
It's the word of God, not the word of man.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书才会第二章才会说，我们要把真的要认识我们所信的这个道理是神的道理。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we need to know what we believe.
既然是神的道理，就是要靠神的能力才有办法了解。
If it's the word of God, then you need to rely on the understanding of the Lord.
这是为什么说所有属灵的人才能够了解属灵的事。
And that's why you have to be a spiritual man to understand the spiritual realm.
所以我们今天如果跟过耶稣，
If we have been with Jesus,
我们一定要对我们所传讲的生命之道，我们要体有体验。
We must have the experience of the word of life.
那我们所讲出的道理真的是从神来的，从圣灵感动出来的。
So what we said is from the Holy Spirit, from God.
而不是从字义里面去研究原文的这个每一个细节，然后去产生一个结论。
And not from just reading the original text to come up with the conclusion.
真的，因为圣灵他会启示我们人很多我们人没有想到的道理。
And Holy Spirit will give us something that we never imagine.
你看，有时候同一本圣经，很多人在讲啊。
And many people talk about the Bible.
那看你怎么讲。
And it really depends on how you say it.
但是有时候在听不同的讲道理。
And when you listen to different people giving a sermon,
就发现说。当一个人他真的用心的祷告上，在祷告上下功夫哦。
And we see that if somebody spend their time to pray,
有时候他所讲的，他并不会去解经解得很完整。
And sometimes when they explain the Bible, it may not be very complete.
他这样，他把那个道理讲活了。
But he made the sermon lively.
那这个活的道理，有生命的道理，就让人感动，让人可以效法而去学习去行出来。
A lively sermon can touch people.Can motivate people to act.
那这样的道理其实就是生命之道。
And this is the word of life.
因为我们在听道理最怕的是把这个道理当作知识。
And what we are afraid most is when you hear the preaching, you think it's just a knowledge.
如果能够真的把它活在我们的生活里面。
And if you can actually live it in your daily life.
那我们的生命就会跟着被道理改变。
Then our life would be changed.
所以我们的生命才真的能够真理化。
Then our life could be, living in truth.
所以跟过耶稣的人他所讲出的道理是不同的。
And those who have been with Jesus, what they said is different.
那在使徒行传第四章这里特别提到第十四节说
chapter,
看见那治好的人跟他们在一同 站着他们就无话可驳，就是他们明显的看见一件神迹、啊。
And in chapter 4 verse 14, and seeing the man who has been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. They saw a miracle.
第四章所讲的这个神迹是在第三章所描述的这一件美门口的神迹。
And the miracle talked about is in chapter 3. It's in the beautiful gate.
你看这个神迹让众人把荣耀归给神，而且满心惊讶稀奇。
And because of this miracle, people gave praise to God and they were amazed.
当时候彼得特别强调。
And Peter emphasized at the time.
他说这个人他之所以好了是因为信心。
The reason why this person could be healed is because of his faith.
看第三章十六节。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节，我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的这个人健壮了。正是他所示的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。
And his name through faith in his name had made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which come through him.Has given him this perfect sound, a soundness in the presence of you all.
这里特别提到说，使徒他们是信主耶稣的名。
And here talk about the disciples, they believe in the name of Jesus.
那因为彼得他们是奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫他起来行走。
And Peter, through the name of Jesus, the Nazareth, asked this person to rise up and walk.
然后在十六节的后半段特别说，正是他所赐的信心。叫这个人在你们众人面前全能好了。
And the faith in verse 16, the faith which come through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
所以这里讲的信心其实两个层面的。
And the faith here has two aspects.
使徒他们在行神迹的时候，他们在奉耶稣的名叫他起来走路的时候，他们本身是非常有信心的。
And when they performed the miracle, they had full faith.
那 另外一方面，这个定睛看他们的这个瘸腿的。
And the lame man that looked at those, look at Peter and John.
他们当时候，这个人当时候，他也不知道彼得他们要做什么嘛。
And he did not know what Peter was going to do to him.
他只是指望能够从彼得那边得到什么。
He only wanted something from Peter.
但是彼得他开口跟他讲话，他就跟他说。我现在我金银我都没有，我把我所有的给你。
And Peter said to him, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have give to you."
那彼得有的是什么
？What does Peter have?
他说我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来走路。
He has in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
基本上这个人他听彼得这样讲以后
，And after the lame man heard this,
他一定要对彼得所说的话有信心了。
And he must have faith.
我现在叫你起来走。
Now I tell you to come, walk up.
他愿意
rise up.
就照彼得所说的起来了。
And he was willing to do accordingly.
他没有说你开什么玩笑。
And he did not say, "What are you talking about?"
我从来没有走过路啊。
I have never walked before in my life.
因为第四章的第二十二节特别说，那个人已经四十多岁了。
In chapter 4 verse 22, the lame man was 40 years old.
他是生来就是瘸腿的人。
He was born a lame.
也就是说，他基本上没有经过走路的训练的。
Basically, he has never walked before.
所以要怎么走？我们如果你看到医院探访，一个人如果在医院躺久了，他现在要出院以前，一定要先经过复健。他没有复健，他回不了家。
And these days, if we go to the hospital, a person who has been operated must have rehab before they are discharged from the hospital.
所以这个人，他现在听彼得这样讲以后
，After hearing what Peter said.
他就是能照彼得所说的就起来。
And he did,
他愿意听啊。
He did exactly what Peter said and rise up and walk.
这个就是什么叫信心。
And this is faith.
就是对他所说，对彼得所说的话，他愿意去试试看。
And he is willing to try what Peter said.
他没有先拒绝说，那不可能的啦。
He did not refuse him.
所以你看彼得的信心跟这个瘸腿他愿意听从彼得所说的话的这个信心。这个神迹就出现了。
And because Peter has full faith, and also the lame man has the faith to do what Peter said, that's why the miracle happened.
因此，你看这个工会的人，他们看了彼得跟约翰，他们这个使徒，他们说：“嘿，他们真的是不一样，他们是跟过耶稣的人。”
And the people in Sanhedrin they realized that Peter and John they're different. They follow Jesus.、Before.
因为这个瘸腿的就是一个活生生的见证人。
Because this lame man is a living example.
我们就看到说今天。我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都是跟过耶稣的。
And today, all of us has been with Jesus.
我们在我们的身上能不能够靠着圣灵，因着主耶稣基督赐给我们的信心，能够彰显出神的能力呢
？Can we rely on the Holy Spirit and the faith toward Jesus to manifest His power?
还是我们都觉得说很多事情都不可能呢
？And or do we think nothing is possible?
其实我们今天很多时候是因为我们的信心不足。
And many of the times that is our faith that is hindering us.
所以我们都先认为说不可能啊，说不要再讲了，已经不可能了。
Our first reaction is this is impossible, so let's not try it.
我们有个姐妹，她在跟一个。另外一个信徒在接触的时候
，And when a sister of ours interact with another person，
他就发现这位信徒好多问题
，And she realized that this other member has a lot of problems。
他对道理、对教会好多好多的误解
，And this person has a lot of misunderstanding of our church。
他认为这个弟兄已经没救了
，And she thought this brother is hopeless。
这个人大概真的已经没有办法回到教会来了
，And it's impossible for this brother to come to church anymore。
他就说，这种人哦，应该不要理他了。
And so she said that we should ignore this kind of people.
像这种人怎么有可能再来相信耶稣是主耶稣基督是神
？And how can this person believe Jesus is Lord?
他怎么会在教会里面怎么重新会来这样谦卑顺服的听主耶稣的道理，然后听讲道人讲道呢？那是不可能的。
How can this person humble himself and come to the church to listen to the word of God? It's impossible.
其实我们都已经把神能力把它削减到剩下一点点而已了。
Actually, we're the one who diminish the power of God.
我们如果是真的跟过主耶稣的人
，If we actually have been with Jesus,
我们一定会知道说靠着圣灵，你看连死人都可以复活了，怎么神没有办法改变一个人的心，让他重新的谦卑顺服在神的面前呢
？And we know the power of Jesus can heal a person. How can he not bring this person back to the Lord?
所以从我们如果从这几个角度来看，跟过耶稣的人是怎么样的人
？So from this perspective, how we can see the people that have been with Jesus?
跟过耶稣的一定是有胆量的。
Those people have definitely have boldness.
他是会愿意把这个生命的道理 到处去传播的。
And these people are willing to preach the word of God everywhere.
他所讲出来的信息是生命的道理，是让人得救的。
And the message they preach will save others.
然后接下来他的生命一定会彰显出神的能力。
And his life will manifest the power of God.
那这些跟过耶稣人是谁？
And who are the people that have been with Jesus?
就是我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
It's every one of us here.
因为我们今天真耶稣教会的信徒。
As a True Jesus Church member.
我们因为有圣，因为这个应许圣灵的感动跟带领。
Because we have the promise of the Holy Spirit and the guidance.
我们每一个人应该都要彰显出这样一个特质。
Everyone should have this characteristic.
所以我们在读使徒行传的时候。
So when we read the book of Acts.
我们就看到这些使徒们，他们真的很有能力。
And we can see that these apostles really have, the power of God.
教会真的按照这个神的计划很发展。
And because of this, the church prospers.
今天这些应该成为我们的蓝图，我们信仰的蓝图。
And it should start from the blueprint of our faith.
因为我们如果看我们自己真耶稣教会的特色了。
And this is the uniqueness of our Jesus Church.
教会是圣灵亲自建立的。
And the church was established by the Holy Spirit Himself.
那主耶稣所拣选的，其实也是都是一些没有什么学问的一些普通老百姓。
And those people that were chosen by Jesus Christ, they were uneducated. They were normal people.
不像一般很多的基督徒，很多人他们对这个不管是圣经的原文，它的历史背景、风俗文化，研究的非常透彻。
And many of the Christians out there, they study the Word of God in great detail.
但是我们从直接从圣经中领受到，却是神极大的福音的奥秘。
But if we can receive the Holy from the Holy Spirit, then it's a mystery.
而且靠着圣灵的工作，你看这个真的福音到处传播。
And through the work of the Holy Spirit, the gospel was spread.
这是为什么今天有很多学者在研究基督教的学者，现在是对真耶稣教会产生兴趣，想要去研究到底怎么一回事。
And that's why the scholars today they're into studying the Bible in detail.
但是他们研究归研究。
But they can do all the research they can.
除非他们能够真的看到圣灵的工作。
But unless they see the work of the Holy Spirit.
能够因着神的启示，能够明白这个救恩的计划。
And through
圣灵的启示，
through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
那否则他们最后也是把它当作有学问在研究而已。
If they do not achieve this, then it will just merely be knowledge.
那其实我们今天，我们如果了解我们自己的角色，我们的使命
，and if we know our role, our mission.
今天真的，主耶稣在这个末世的时候，把这个复兴使徒的真教会重新建立起来以后
，and in the end time, Jesus established the apostle of the end time today.
我们一定要能够很清楚地看到那个关键的能力是从圣灵来的。
And we need to realize the key is from the Holy Spirit.
我们要能够更懂得来依靠圣灵。
And we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
因为今天有时候我们如果忽略了这个圣灵的能力
，And if we ignore the power of the Holy Spirit,
我们可能就会在其他的方面一直下功夫去研究了。
Then we will emphasize on the wrong thing to study the wrong things.
你看，一个人其实时间是有限的。
And all our life, we are limited in our life.
有时候会，当我们的把那个注意力放在这个知识层面上的时候
，If we concentrate on the knowledge only,
我们有时候可能就会去做研究啊，做这个读经文本身哦。所花的时间会比真的跪下来祷告求圣灵来感动会更多
then,
会占据更多的部分
Then we will merely read the Bible and spend a lot of time reading the Bible but spend very little time praying
那有时候其实我们会发现越研究会发现诶这道理好像会产生更多的问题
And we find out that the more you research the more problem it will create
但是如果反过来真的在祷告上下功夫靠圣灵来感动我们真的去进入这个真理里面呢
But if we, on the other hand, if we rely on the Holy Spirit and pray,
我们会发现，就像主耶稣所应许的，他说我们的腹中会流出活水的江河来。
And like what Jesus promised, word of life will come out from our stomach.
靠着圣灵，我们的灵性可以得到满足。
And through the Holy Spirit, our life can be fulfilled.
我们能够看出这个主耶稣要我们去工作的方向。
And we'll know the goal of Jesus for us.
所以我们现在的生活，我们教会的每一个决定，都会看到圣灵带领的这个轨迹。
And every decision we make in our church, we can see the tracks of Holy Spirit.
当我们在分享圣灵的时候，我们绝对不会变成说圣灵是什么？圣灵就是祷告的时候讲灵言而已。
And when we share about our Holy Spirit, we will not merely talk about that speaking in tongues only.
圣灵应该是要教导我们明白进入一切的真理里面。
And Holy Spirit will guide us into the truth.
所以圣灵，我们今天一个人领受圣灵。 绝对不能够只是我会讲灵言，我没有问题，我好了，我已经可以进天国了。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we cannot just rely on it to just merely being a tool to enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们要好好的利用圣灵。
We need to utilize the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵让我们可以很虚心的跪在主的面前，然后祈求他来教导我们进入真理里面。
And Holy Spirit can humble us so we can be in the truth.
圣灵也让我们可以更符合神的旨意。
And we will do the word of God.
我们今天不管要做什么决定，我们教会要做什么样的工作，圣灵都是我们应该要真的全心依靠的这个辅导者。
And no matter what decision we make and the work we do, we must rely fully on the Holy Spirit.
我们这次在南加州举开的这各项的会议
，and the meeting that were held here，
都环绕在一个主题里面。
And it surrounded one topic.
这个主题就是要增添国民，要扩张世境。
And the topic is to broaden the border and increase the nation.
那其实这个也就是我们一开始的时候，真耶稣教会成立的时候，我们的主要的使命。
And this is our goal from the very beginning of True Jesus Church.
那这个主题是从以赛亚书54章来的。
And this topic came from Isaiah chapter 54.
我们先看以赛亚书54章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54.
以赛亚书54章。
Isaiah chapter 54.
第二节。
Verse 2.
要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子。
Verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtain of your habitation. Do not spare, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your stacks.
第三节说，因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。
Verse 3, for you should expand the right and to the left, and your descendant will inherit the nations and make the desolate city inhabited.
要能够增添国民，要能够扩张世界，如果没有圣灵是达不到的。
And without the Holy Spirit, you cannot broaden the borders and increase the nation.
一开始真耶稣教会在开始传的时候，就是要更正万国更正万国教的。
And in the very beginning of Jewish Church, we are here to change the Christianity.
神当初从这个贫困的中国里面去兴起了一批没有学问的那些普通老百姓。
And God has chosen ordinary poor people in China to start His gospel.
而且就这么奇妙的启示了这个一个很特殊的名，这个教会的名字。
And Jesus gave us a very special name.
真耶稣教会这个名字，很多人听了就讨厌。
Many people does not like the name of our church, True Jesus Church.
一听了马上就说你是真的，我是假的。
And as soon as they heard it, they think that you're true and I'm not true.
所以我们有个代表，他在过海关的时候，那个海关的官员就一直问他说，你是哪个教会的？
And one of our delegates, when he was going through custom, the person asked him, what church are you from?
因为他已经跟他表明他来美国是要做什么嘛，来开教会的会议啊。
And the delegate told him that he is here to attend a conference.
问他说什么教会的名字。
And the person asked him, what church do you belong to?
跟他说真耶稣教会。
And he said, True Jesus Church.
连续问了三次什么教会。
And he asked him again, what church again?
哇，你们是真的，那别人是假的了。
And are you saying that other Christians are false?
就是一般人很自然听到这个教会的名字的反应，自然反应。
And this is a very natural reaction.
那通常我们都要经过一番的解释。
And usually we have to explain extensively.
对方才明白说，其实这个真的是在强调我们所敬拜的这个真神。
And then they will realize the truth means the Jesus that we preach. He is true.
那我们强调真，其实我们对我们的真是有把握的。
And we are firm in our belief that true, the Jesus is true.
当我们如果没有把握，我们讲出来就很小声。
And if we are not sure, then whenever we say the word true, we will say it very softly.
但是我们今天感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹都能够勇敢的大声说我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
But thank God, these days, all our members are very bold in saying that we belong to the True Jesus Church.
那其实也是因为能够这样坚持，我们的信仰才能够坚固。
And because we can do this, then our faith can be stand firm.
我们有一个弟兄，他在传福音的时候，他发现传讲真耶稣教会很困难，人家都讨厌他。
And one brother told me that when I preach our church, people dislike him.
他说不要传教会了。
And he said, do not preach the church. We should not preach the church.
跟他说我们是基督徒，我们是来信耶稣的。
And we should just say we're a Christian, we believe in Jesus.
你就说我们信耶稣就好。
And all you need to say is we believe in Jesus.
你就不要讲教会。
Don't talk about the church.
这样不是传福音比较快吗？比较容易接受吗？
Isn't it easier for the audience to accept it?
然后把他带来教会再说嘛。
And after they come to church, then we'll talk about the church.
他真的是这样做。
And this is what he actually did.
没有错。 事实上真的有一些人真的因为这个方法被带来教会的。
And it's true that some of the people that were brought to church this way.
但是带来之后他也走了。
But after they come to church, they leave.
因为最后你还是要了解这个教会叫做真耶稣教会。
Because at the end, you still have to believe that this church is called the true Jesus Church.
我们会愿意这样说是因为我们对这个道理真的明白。
And the reason why we're willing to say this is because we understand the truth.
结果这一群因着不谈教会来了，最后也走了。
So the people that come, they actually leave.
他没有办法真的了解自己的教会是真的是我们是有真理，是真神主耶稣基督设立的教会。
They can understand that this church is true, is truly established by true church by Jesus the Lord himself.
所以我们今天跟过主耶稣的，我们是真的。对生命有体验的。
So those who have been with Jesus, we have a life experience.
我们所从圣灵领受这些教义，基本上都是圣经里面的道理。
The doctrine that we receive are the words of God.
我们并对我们所传的，并不会觉得说我们会心虚。
And we are not ashamed of what we preach.
我们愿意的大声的说别人所认为异端的道理。
And we are here to proclaim the heresy that other churches are preaching.
就好像保罗他当时所传的道理。
That the preaching of Paul.
当时候，这些犹太教的律法主义者也认为说他传的是异端。
And the Jewish they said that he is preaching heresy.
但是保罗他很勇敢的说，我就是在因着这个神的感动，神的呼召，他在传着你们认为的异端道理。他说，我就正在传这个道理。
But through the calling of Jesus, I'm preaching the truth of the Jesus.
所以今天呢，我们。做一个跟过主耶稣基督的人。
So for us who have been with Jesus,
我们要勇敢的靠着圣灵来扩张我们的境界。
And through the Holy Spirit and with our boldness, we need to preach the borders.
让神的国度越来越人数越来越增添。
So God's nation will increase in number.
因为我们已经知道一个秘诀。
Because we know the key.
不是靠我们自己。
It's not of ourselves.
不是靠我们的学问。
Not of our education.
不是靠我们的财力。
Not our talents.
乃是靠着圣灵。
But by the Holy Spirit.
我们现在来看，最后看撒迦利亚书第四章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 4.
撒迦利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
撒迦利亚书四章六节。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
四章六节说，他对我说，这是主指示使罗巴伯的万军之神说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Verse 6, so he answered and said to me, this is the word of Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
第七节，大山啊，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
Verse 7, who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you should become a plain.And he should bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it.
这就是神给我们的应许。
This is a promise of God.
要依靠圣灵就能够把这些大山小山把它移平。
With the power of the Holy Spirit, we can make the mountains flat.
神的殿的荣耀一定会让大家看得出来。
The glory of the temple of God can be seen by others.
愿恩惠恩惠与这个殿同在。
May the grace be upon this temple.
让我们的教会真的越来越的兴旺。
Then our church can be more prosperous.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹真的都能活出这个生命的道理。
And all the brothers and sisters can live a life of God's word.
能够成为主耶稣基督的见证人。
And we can be the testimony of God.
愿主耶稣带领祝福我们。
May God bless us and guide us.
我们来唱诗112首。
Sing hymn 112.